Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalet in the Ois Vador edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Aloha Aleph, starting Daf Gimel with Beis, five lines from the bottom. We're in the middle of the sugya about the Acher, which means bringing a korban too late to the Beis HaMikdash. And we learned, except the law of Al Ta'acher, you have another also essay, Moitza Sasechot Tishmer Vasit, so you have to keep your word. So the Gemara asks, Bo kamei Rabbi Zeiro, bin regel mashu yaver. If a person doesn't bring the korban in the regal, is he oiver in between the regalim in the esse of moitzes v'sechot tishmor? He's not keeping his word. He's waiting for the next regal. So the Moisi Rabbo v'atani, but we saw the Brisa says chagiga shalei korban b'rishon. You bring chagiga on the first regal, the korban sheni bring in the next regal. Umatirin lo laver, do they allow him to be oiver in a set? If he's over in a very heavy single day for not bringing a carbon, they would not tell him to wait for the next regal. They would tell him to bring in the first tea possible. Void me a door, bring another rayo. Because the pasuk says, Vasiso base, tishmor beloisase. That's also the pasuk of Nedarim. Moitzos asecho tishmor vasiso. So he learned like this. Zoktamor davdal damudalef. Klumoi vase valoisase, loyat shiavril of shloisha regalim. Meaning the loisase of alta acher is something which we know is also only in the regal. Because yeah, we learned before that you have to bring it during the regal. And you have three we're going to bring it. And the Gemara understands immediately the time to do it is only in the regal. That's the Lois says clear. So the same way the Lois says you're not over only in the regal, also the Esther you're not over only in the regal. Ravoyim b'sherabonin tamon, Ravoyim, the name Rabonin in Bavel, Poyim me'area le'oilo le'aviyah b'sheini b'shabbos. Meaning saying the brisa that says you have an Esther Lois says is not talking about the regular korbanos you have three regalim. Talking when a person obligated himself to bring a certain korban on a certain date. He's have to bring it on Monday. Once Monday came, he doesn't bring it, he's over. And the Esther and the Lois says, so they come together. When did they come? Not necessarily after a regal. They come right away, the date that he was mischaving himself to bring it. I mean, there's no riot from here to our sugya regarding the Isser of the, if you have an Isser Hasei between the regalim. Continues the Gemara now and shifts into the idea of a Bechor. A Bechor, you have 1 year to bring the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Shal Mashna, so once the year ended, Ata Apil Yoyim HaAchorin, meaning the last day, you take out. I mean, you don't say Mikdash Yoyim Kekulu and he's over that day already on the Yisur. That day belongs to the previous year. V'Oiver Al Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim. Every single day he doesn't bring the Bechor, he's over. In Kini, over Lo Shosh Golim, so the same way when we talk about the Baal Tahacha that you have in a regular Korbanos, you'll say the same thing. Tapil teregel achorim. The last regal goes to the previous year. For every regal, every regal is going to be over. And it goes continuing with the theme that we said before. That regarding Baal Ta'achir, it's only a veira doing the regal. So every regal that passes is over. Says the Gemara, Rabboin Baruchia boy, Shoma Shnosu Be'atzeris. Ef Shaloi Ma'o, we're in our kosher of over. I mean, according to the Mandama, the three regalim go based on the first, on his nether. Whenever you use Noita, you count three regalim from there. So if his nether was after Shavuos, the three regalim is Sukkis, Pesach, Shavuos. Once Shavuos passed, now he's over on Baal Ta'acher. Says the woman, I don't understand. On Shavuos, he cannot bring the korban if he has a nether. Nedarim v'nedavos, meaning donations, don't come on Yom Tov. So you're going to count that third regal as a time where the Baal Ta'acher starts? He can't bring it then. Before Yom Tov, he doesn't have a Baal Ta'acher because he didn't pass three regalim. After Yom Tov, how does it start Baal Ta'acher if he couldn't bring it on Yom Tov? As we found, the similar concept, not to leave the chelev of the korbanos till the morning, and referring here to Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, you bring a korban, that chelev cannot stay till the morning. Now, the chelev, then you're allowed to put on the mizbeach the entire night, because you, Ivorim, Budorim, they go on the mizbeach the entire night. But here you can't bring it in the night, because the night is Yom Tov. So that night, you can bring the fat on the mizbeach. If the night passes, he's over on the Yisur of Noisar. So ask the Gemara of Emori Chol Kerim B'Yontev, but you can't bring it on Yontev. So how is he over if you can't bring it? He says the answer is that there is not the question regarding the Chagigo of Yudal B'Nisar is not a question, because we're talking about that it happened on Shabbos. So if it's on Shabbos, you could be Makri, if the Gemara understands the Emorim, on Leil Yontev. So anyway, that can be here. If it's that day, you don't bring chagigo. Chagigo that comes to Korban Pesach is only when it comes on the weekday, not when it comes on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Elama, what do you have to say? There, the answer is, yeah, you have to make sure to put the fat on the Mizbeach before the night. Because in the night, you can bring it. So therefore, the Torah is telling you, make sure it doesn't get to the morning. How do you make sure it doesn't get to the morning? By putting on the Mizbeach before evening. The Halacha here, the same thing. If you have a korban that's supposed to come before Shavuos, meaning Shavuos is the last regal, make sure to be makriv it on Erev Shavuos. Because once Shavuos passes, you're able to bal tacher. Even though I couldn't bring it in Shavuos, the fact that you brought yourself to that place, that makes it bal tacher, even though the last day you couldn't bring it. Another answer. If he does bring the korban on Yom Tov, you're not supposed to bring the korbanos, nedarim, and nedavos on Yom Tov. But if he did bring on Yom Tov, is it kosher? It is kosher. The carbon is cautious, it doesn't come puzzle. So Mele Shavuos is considered to be a time where you could bring the carbon, therefore Bal Tacher starts right after Shavuos ends. Continues the Gemara, Ksiv says in the Pasuk, Kvnei Hashem lokecho tochlenu shono b'shono. So the word shono b'shono, the double shono is extra, one shono is extra. So you learn from here, shono loy, v'shono l'tmurosoy. Meaning, you're talking here about a b'chor, that the b'chor has 1 year to bring it, and the tmurosoy is when you exchange the b'chor for another animal, even though it's possible you have 1 year, to make sure to eat it, wait for it to get a moment, give it to the koyanim. So chiddush over here, he has to eat it within a year. Shana latam, shana balmum. You have 1 year for a b'chor, which is full, has no blemish, and for a b'chor that has a blemish, you have to shecht it. You have 1 year to eat it. Shana lebchor v'shana lekachim. The same way here, learn from your b'chor, learn from all kachim. They have to make sure to, if they don't have a din of regalim, that you have to have 1 year to finish them up. Shana b'shana, another drasha we learn over here, shana b'shana, 1 year in a year. You learn from here, melamed shabchor nechal l'shnei yomim l'shtei shonim. Meaning, you see from here that a b'chor can be eaten into 2 days. How do we know that? Because it says it can be eaten into 2 years. Meaning, the b'chor has to be eaten within 1 year. So how can it be eaten for 2 years? So he explains the Gemara in Amud Beis. Hey Chavido, how does this happen? Shachto be'er Rosh Hashanah, v'och le'er Rosh Hashanah, v'Rosh Hashanah. You shecht it before Rosh Hashanah, meaning that's the last day of the year, not that the year starts Rosh Hashanah. But if this animal was born Rosh Hashanah, just as an example, so the last day of the year is Erev Rosh Hashanah, you can come and eat it the Erev Rosh Hashanah and the Rosh Hashanah, because you eat it for 2 days, so you're eating it on the second year. Tani Rabbi Shmuel, said in a braiso, noyled loy mum b'chamisha so yoyim b'toch shnosoy. If he has a blemish 15 days before he ended his year, he can keep it for 15 extra days in the second year. Why? Because you give 30 days, once it has a blemish, to give it to the kohen. When a b'chor has a blemish, he has to give it to the kohen. But if he can't find a kohen right away, we give him 30 days to look for one. If he can't, then you'll shecht it and you'll salt the meat and give it to the kohanim. So here you have a blemish 15 days before you turn 1 year old. So what do? You give him 30 days, means he has 15 days in the second year. Omer Avilo, Zoy Sumer, as you see from here, Shein Shnosa Shel Baal Mum Muchveres. You see, the idea of having 1 year for Baal Mum is not Midoraisa, it's only Midorabonon. Because if it would be Midoraisa, we would not give him another extra 15 days. Omer Avilo, Yisim, Mestizu Meseyel, Avilo, bring a riot to Avilo. Says, Abchor Mizman Azer, Rishar Lekaimer, Filo Arba Vechoma Shonim, Atchel Yer'o Lemumche. Abchor today, that you don't have Beis HaMikdash, you can give it for 4 to 5 years, until he shows it to a Mumche. Mumche means an expert, they'll tell you the blemish is a good blemish. So the more man and kaim. What's the case? Im latam, if talking has no blemish, hakfar amar. Meaning, of course, you can't bring it because there's no Beis HaMikdash. So I can't. What should I do with the b'chor? You have to leave it there. Talk about a baal mum. Even though he has a blemish, if he didn't show it to the mumche, so he could still keep it. So from here, you see that it's not the raisa. It would be the raisa. We now allow him to wait to bring it to the mumche. Going back to what we said before, they have a full year. So he's saying it's a year, it's either regalim, 3 regalim, or a year. Whatever comes first. If 3 regalim pass, he's over. If a year passes, he's over. So when nicha regalim below shana, I understand. You can have 3 regalim. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot is not a full year. But shana below regalim won't be the case. You have a full year, but you didn't have 3 regalim that passed. So the more Tam and Amrin and Bovel, they said, meaning before Pesach, he wasn't 8 days old. An animal has to be 8 days old in order to be Roy LeCarbon. So this animal wasn't Roy before Pesach. He wasn't 8 days old. He turned 8 days old only on Pesach. So the more, that's not a good answer. Where we say there, when do you count a year for Abchor? From the day that he was born or from his 8th day? We count from the day that he was born. You see, even though there was a few days during the year, beginning of the year, that you couldn't bring in as a korban, because you can't bring a korban until the 8th day of the animal, you still count it as part of the year. So here, this animal was alive on Pesach. Yeah, you couldn't bring in the beginning of Pesach, but still you count the year from there, and you really should count the regaling from there as well. So this is the more different answer. We talk about Shavuos. Shavuos, we know the Gemara tells us Shavuos can be either on the 5th day of Sivan, or the 6th day of Sivan, or the 7th day of Sivan. There could be three options when Shavuos can be Chal. Because Shavuos is not a fixed date, it's 50 days from Pesach. So therefore it could change, depends on Rosh Chodesh. So you may know the case over here is, the Bechor was born after Shavuos. Shavuos was in Hay Sivan, and the Bechor was born in Vav Sivan. Now you pass a year, so you have after that, you have Sukkot, you have Pesach. The next year, when you get to Vav Sivan, it was not Shavuos. That second year, Shavuos was on Zayin Sivan. So on Vav Sivan, didn't pass a full year, but didn't pass three regalim. That would be the case of Shana below regalim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah Dav Daled.